It is National Volunteer Week. And there's a lot of great community volunteers in town. The people that make our town tick, I think.
Banff and Canmore.
Mm-hmm. And Exshaw.
And, yeah.
Lactis Arc, like Louise. Harvey Heights. Okay,
yeah,
anyway.
Kananaskis. The Canmore Mayor's Volunteer Awards. Mm-hmm. And there were 15 individuals nominated for the individual category, which always amazes me how many great volunteers we have who are unsung heroes.
Yeah, no kidding.
You don't realize how much some people do to build community and are so involved with so many organizations.
Totally. And we actually each nominated somebody. I nominated the Georgetown Inn in the corporate for-profit category. Ironically, I couldn't be there because I was at the Georgetown doing something I nominated them for. We were working with them, our local improv group, and I nominated them because they're so generous with their space when it comes to community groups. I understand it was another group that won the corporate for-profit.
Yeah, Panago. We all know Panago donates pizzas and gift certificates to many organizations mm-hmm. and events.
They've been doing it for a long time.
In particular, I think every Monday and Wednesday, there's two pizzas they send to Parent Link. And then the non-for-profit group that was honored was the Friends of the Canmore Library.
Oh, right on.
Over 150 members, I believe, and they have raised over, I think, $6,000 this year just through book sales. We're seeing in the library numbers that because of it being an Elevation Place, it's growing. Mm-hmm. We have a very vibrant library, and in fact, we have more library memberships per capita than anywhere else in Alberta.
Really?
Everybody, we love our library.
Wow.
And we have a volunteer group that does as well.
The organization you nominated, I understand, won.
Yes. Farm Box's Alpine Edible Schoolyard Project.
Awesome.
It was started by Kristen Wright, an urban farmer in town. They approached the local public school board to use the rooftop at the high school several years ago as a garden. I think the first year, 600 pounds of different greens and beans were produced
right
there.
On. So is this the environmental stewardship?
Yeah.
Oh,
the,
cool.
And yeah. And so they've expanded to Lawrence Grassy now. They're very closely involved with the schools. And in fact, I realized last night when they went up for the nomination that one of the teachers involved, Kelly Smith, who mm-hmm. was Kelly Robinson when I was in her grade 8 class at Lawrence Grassy Middle School. And now my niece is in her grade 8
right.
class. So it just kind of felt like a nice full circle. Wow, you know, it's so exciting to see so many people involved in that I know.
Banff is honoring their volunteers Friday. Volunteer Appreciation Barbecue. Stop by Town Hall between 11:30 and 1:30. If you're a community volunteer in any capacity, you're invited to get a free lunch. Something else I want to bring up. But I often hear the term volunteer burnout. And that's where, you know, volunteers volunteer for the same organization or same event over and over again throughout the year. And you kind of get tired of it. You want something new. So that's why new volunteers are always essential. Bringing new blood to an organization sometimes re-energizes an organization that might be faltering a little bit, brings some new ideas to the table and gets everyone excited again. So if there's an organization or a cause or something that you feel passionate about and you have a few hours to give of your time, you never know what you could do to a volunteer group just by bringing your fresh ideas to the table. So I encourage you to spend National Volunteer Week by thinking of a way you could help out.
Uh-oh, Bow Valley. I think you just got voluntold.